Time for our Tips for Hardy Gardeners feature with TK, Tom Casper, joining us live and in color. Good morning, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, groundwater. When it rains, we get actual water. We don't have to worry about it melting. We get actual water, and this is a good thing, right?
Well, yeah. You know, everything in moderation.
Very true. Very true. Larry Weber, not quite as excited about the early-ish spring, about the rain instead of snow. He says, I like an early spring as well as anyone, but it's not as healthy as snow.
Yep.
How do gardeners weigh in on that? Many gardeners are environmentalists, but not all environmentalists are gardeners or something.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to work on that.
Right.
There, that's my speech for the day.
All right. Well, thank you very much. So we should be out there, what, stomping around in our muddy boots and tinkering because it's sort of warm and we put on our yellow rain slicker and go out there and splash around in the garden or what?
Well, no, you shouldn't. But there are things you can be doing. And we've talked about it over the last 20 years of doing this show about the different kinds of things you can or should be doing this time of year, depending on snow depth, of course, and stuff like that. You know, it wasn't 2 weeks ago we were talking about making sure you keep your trees and shrubs covered if they're deer candy.
Right.
And you want to continue with that, keeping them covered. Even if it feels like, oh, it's spring, I want to uncover or move my protection away so I get ahead on spring stuff. And deer are still foraging pretty heavily and can still do a lot of damage to those plants that you've protected throughout the winter. So leave that stuff on at least for a couple more weeks. And maybe in our show here in the middle of the month, we'll talk about if it's time to start taking that off.
Well, but when I think about my neighborhood up in Woodland and realize that the deer are pretty much there all the time, there really isn't, it's not like, oh, well, I could uncover whatever and it would be safe from deer. They're there always.
Well, what happens is, and that's true, that when we have this population that we do continue to maintain, they are there all the time. But as stuff starts coming up in the woods and wild areas, deer have more things to forage on and are less likely to go after those things that you've protected.
Got it.
And of course, we've talked about protection in the winter against deer and rabbits is significantly different than protection in the summer. In the summer, you can use sprays and things like that are a deer taste deterrent. You can also use the motion-sensored sprinklers once we get to that point, where you can have your water on outside to also help control the population. So
I was thinking about the deer that showed up in early June, I think, and I was on the setting porch out front with the dogs, and they didn't notice her. And she was maybe 20 feet from us, and they didn't notice her. And so she was just la, 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 la. Now, if I sat there with a garden hose, ooh.
Yeah.
That'd be sort of mean, though. I think she was in a family way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, that could be very well be. So.
I'm getting the sense in the background that there are some people in your family that would not have allowed a deer into the yard to eat things and just ignore the deer.
Well, he's listening in, yeah. And wants you to know that he'll do deer patrol.
He would have run the deer off. Okay.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Yes. And from the ankle down, that deer would have been in great peril.
Exactly. Exactly. So you want to be careful, I would imagine, how much stomping around you do in your garden, because we're entering muddy season and you can do some damage. But what can we be noodling with?
Couple of things, you know, and getting out and looking around and walking a little bit in your lawn or your garden isn't going to hurt things or do permanent damage. You just don't want to wear a path or things like that. One of the things that I'm noticing and we've talked about a few times over the years is a fungus called snow mold. And it generally occurs on our lawns mainly, and it looks like webbing if people are seeing that. And it generally appears right at the snow line, or as the snow is receding, it looks like there's still a little bit of snow or a little bit of almost like a fine webbing over that the remaining turf that's out there. And that's a fungus that under good piles of snow sort of creates, because it's warm, moist conditions, and it can survive the winter in that state. So, and what it does is then as soon as the new grass starts to develop in the root systems, it destroys it. So it has an impact on our lawn. A lot of times our lawn will come back from it, but you'll have patches or delayed spots, things like that. So one of the things you can be doing right now is, as that snow is receding and you're noticing that snow mold, is to just go out with a rake and just gently rake over that and kind of break up that matting or that fungal mycelia. And
I'm making a note. Rake up fungal mycelia. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
So that's one thing you can be doing. And really getting out, looking at your trees and shrubs and stuff. And if you've got broken or bent branches that might create a problem or things like that, you can be cleaning those up. We're at the end of the winter, so we're getting to that point of excitement. So we want to kind of remember how we want things or stuff like that, and just getting out and enjoying what your garden did last year. And so this Thursday, what are you doing this Thursday?
I don't know. You're going to make me a better offer than whatever it is I have planned, which is probably sitting on the couch.
Well, you can sit on the couch and watch us on TV. My good friend Bob Olin and I and Pam Fish, another good friend, we have our season 15 is kicking off this Thursday on PBS.
Oh, so you're just getting started with them.
Yeah, I'm just getting started with them.
Yeah.
I'm an old veteran with you.
Exactly.
But season 15 kicks off this Thursday on PBS, and it's an hour and a half long show, and we're talking about some of the new trends in gardening, some of the new things going on around the area and around the community. So it's a good way to watch gardening and see some pictures and listen to a couple of old guys talk about gardening.
Well, yeah, a couple of old guys, but they're old guys with a great sense of humor. So
All right. We'll talk about that on our next show, some of the new and interesting trends coming up for 2016 in the gardening world, some pretty new plants that have been bred for deer resistance or for extra color or for whatever it happens to be. There's always new stuff coming out.
Can you grow Twinkies on a bush yet? All right. Well, you keep working on it there, TK.
Yeah, I will.
Obviously, there's a long way to go. But all right. When can we grow cocoa plants here in the Northland? That's what I want to know.
Okay. I'll start working on that.
Do that. All right. Thanks, DK. Tom Casper is our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, a regular feature every couple of weeks right here on Tuesdays on Northland Morning.